yeah. in to start your fire, start over with. Your wood stove and everything was the same way. Now you had wood, you had stove for your wood for your wood stove, and your trash burners and things like that, and you also had wood for your fireplace.
What ran from the stove to the chimney? I mean, stove to the top of the house. And you have a
well, you had a regular stove pipe from that to from the stove to the top, but then you had a chimney on top. That was a brick chimney on top to keep it from raining in the top of your house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to have to chop the wood. That wood, real
small. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Type of wood for your mother.
No.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Can you tell me about the sort of things you had in the house, like all your, you know, all the things you had to sit in?
Well, you had regular chairs and benches, homemade benches and things like that, and regular chairs that you
yeah.
made with, you know, either out of cane reed or deer hide or something like that. You take a chair like that, they take a deer hide or something and strip it and tie it on, use that for seats, you see. Even the backs would use a cured deer hide or a beef hide or something like that. We'd save all our hide. We use all our own leather, you know, for tan it and strip it down for sewing. You'd buy most of your stuff that you needed, what you needed, but the rest of it was patched up or sewed up or we made it with our own leather. Mm-hmm.
You tanned your own leather?
Oh, yeah.
What did you use to tan that? Can you tell me about how you did that?
Well, he used to treat it with alum and stuff. I really don't remember what my dad and them used so much to treat it, but they'd hang it there. After it was treated, it was put on the side of the barn and stuff to the sun, on the sunny side, and it softened it up and dried it out, and then it sprayed a little bit with a little light, real light oil. Just take a little light oil and put on. When we got ready to use it, well, they strip it off whatever they needed, like to make their whips. All our whips and everything routine was all made, handmade. And riding whips and all that. Well, anything you need a leather for, like leather shoe strings, all that was made leather strings to sew your equipment with.
Uh-huh.
Like your mule collars and horse collars or your saddle and all that. Leathers, all the straps on your leathers and all that was made on, was stripped, you see. And then it was just as soft as leather you can buy today. We'd say we usually, mostly that was off of cattle, off of beef, you see. Well, we did use like deer hides and stuff like that for chairs more so than anything. But all your leather was that we sold with mostly beef hide cattle. Mm-hmm.
You didn't have anything like that sitting in there, did you?
Mm-mm.
You didn't have a...
Mm-mm. They had a more straight back chair and they had a more big rocking chair, so long, tall, high back rocking chair. That was usually old folks, man, those.
Yes.
You sit on the steps and in the yard mostly.
Yeah. What about the rooms? I mean, you mentioned a barn. What did you use that for? Yeah. Can you tell me?
We had barns for the cattle and horses and stuff like that, see? We had hay barns. We put a lot of hay in the barn. We made pea hay and different hays that we put in the barn. All that was hauled into the barn by hand during the summer. And then we had places for the cattle, for the horses and stuff, the mules and teams and all to eat. But it was out the weather, and that's some big bones. All those bones is made out of pickets that they split in the woods, out of cypress logs and stuff. They were split, made pickets. And they used trees, they stripped the trees down. That was all over the post, like the corner post of those bones, and all your rafters and everything was made out of the little trees that they cut down, you know, 6 inches, 4 or 5 inches in diameter, and run it across.
The wind that you had to pull down those things on rollers that you'd have to get
Level shutters. Yep, that was all shutters and stuff that was.
In the winter, you would always
shut them, and you could whenever you get a rain or something, you open them up one way or the other.